The Mishpatim, which describes that Moshe delivering the Torah from Har Sinai, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and which is a long laundry list of what Moshe delivered to Am Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe le elai hehara veyesham v'etzina lecha es luchos ha'eden. We know what those are. Zeres ha'dibros hatara. We know what the Torah is. Hamitzvah. We know what that is. Asher Kasafti. Why would, obviously Hashem wrote all of them. He wrote the Luchos, he wrote the Torah, he listed and registered the mitzvahs. Why is the Torah repeating Asher Kasafti? So the Meshech Chacham has two really interesting ideas. Both are really fascinating. And in each case, Asher Kasafti speaks about a fourth element in this package. Moshe comes down with Luchos, with the Torah, with the list of mitzvahs, but there's a fourth element that Moshe comes down with. What's that fourth element? What's the Asher Kasafti element? In his first approach, he says that there's something called the Sefer HaTeva. That had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not delivered Torah, the Gemara says in Erevin, you could have looked at Hashem's world and been able to trace whatever midos you need from nature. You can see modesty from the cat, you could see industry from the ants, you could see honesty from the ants, because the world was created based on Hashem's will, and Hashem's will is moral. So if Hashem's moral, then the world must be moral. Unlike what Darwin told us, this is a world of morality, this is a world of compassion, this is a world of feeding, this is a world of support. Now the Gemara in Erevin talks about morality, but we believe you can see everything, science, chemistry, mathematics, because it's all Hashem's will. So hard sciences are also hotwired into this world. And before Har Sinai, basically everyone could, the only way you could understand Hashem was through looking at this world. Now, Chazal say that our avos learned Torah, so there was some element of studying Hashem's Torah, whatever that Torah was before Har Sinai, but clearly it wasn't as pronounced as our Torah, and clearly you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today, we study Torah. A person says, I want to study Hashem by studying science. It's a compliment. It can assist you, it can enhance you, but it's foolish to say you're going to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu through science, and you hope to get a better understanding of it through Torah. Science is Hashem's masterwork. Torah is Hashem's will. It's a folly. It's a faulty statement. In those days, Torah may not have been as much of an access point. So people saw it through nature. Now the question is, what happens when Har Sinai comes? Now that Hashem delivers His Torah, do all those books of nature and the ability to see Hashem through nature and through not just the natural world around us, but the natural world within us, our own morality, our own nobility of character, our own purity, maybe Har Sinai comes and eliminates the relevance of those books, because now there's Torah. Why should you even bother to listen to anything else? The only thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So maybe all those books, quote-unquote, that existed before Har Sinai, maybe they're no longer relevant after Har Sinai. Maybe all it is halacha. Maybe all it is Torah now. So, Meshech Chachma says, no, part of that package was the Sefer HaTeva is still important. You could still look into your heart and find what your heart tells you, not chas v'shalom against halacha. But if you feel that you want to find things that are right, that are correct, that are proper, even though halacha doesn't talk about them, that's still something, the way to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that ability to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through nature, which is a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bar Sanhedrin considers a possibility that a Jew would have a heter that a guy doesn't have. There's an issur of Ritzicha, and that maybe at Har Sinai there's a certain type of Ritzicha that a guy still has from before Har Sinai, but a Jew now at Har Sinai comes in as a kula. So this is impossible. Har Sinai isn't Mekulona yet. Har Sinai is Machmur yet. Whatever mitzvahs we had before Har Sinai remained. Whatever mitzvahs applied to Bnei Noach remain for Jews. The Jews have extra mitzvahs in Har Sinai. Har Sinai doesn't come to supplant everything that happened before. Har Sinai comes to build on everything that happened before. Whatever mitzvahs happened before Har Sinai still obtain. Har Sinai doesn't reduce our level of commandments. So the same way that Har Sinai doesn't reduce our level of commandment, it also doesn't reduce or in any way dislodge those other ways to access Hashem. So that fourth sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu descended with was the Sefer HaTeva. Rav Amital quoted this Meshech Chachma a lot. Was the Sefer HaTeva and the ability to find Hashem, not just through Torah and Halacha, but through your own inner purity, your inner nobility, the world around you, as a compliment. Not in place of Torah, but as a compliment to Torah. The second pshat he quotes, he elaborates upon our Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, the Hamad Aleph, quotes Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish says that Torah is Mikra, Mitzvah is Mishnah, Asher Kasafti is Nevi'im Iksuvim. But this last line, this last word, Lehorosam, Rish Lakish focuses on the word Lehorosam, not Asher Kasafti Lehorosam, but Lehorosam. This he refers to as Gemara. Now, what's the difference between Gemara and Mishnah? The difference between Mishnah and Talmud is a text. Mishnah is one text, Talmud is another text. The difference between Mishnah and Gemara is a process. Mishnah is information. Gemara is development, creativity, new ideas, comparison, human creativity. Gemara is the word to learn, to process. Gamir v'savir is to use your intellect, to use your intuition, to develop Torah. Not just another text, Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebaalpeh, but a whole different process that Jewish people expected not just to receive Hashem's Torah, but to develop it again. Maybe not at the beginning of your lives, but to find ways to be Mechadish in Torah, to find ways to understand Torah in new ways, new generations, new approaches, new... Now, according to the Meshech Chachma, this was all written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally in Har Sinai. Don't think that in the year 2022, all of a sudden, you're coming up with ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it, as the Meshech Chachma says, B'nishmos Yisrael aluach libam. Hashem wrote whatever that means to write on your heart. Right? We know what it means to write on a piece of paper. We don't know what it means to write on your heart, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't write. He writes differently than we write. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks differently than we speak. So all of our communication is very different when we apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered that capacity, those ideas, those generalities, those parameters to every single Jew. Now it's an interesting question. How much did Hashem deliver? Going to one shot in Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asid L'Chadesh, if Eno says a good svara today, Hashem already gave that to you in Har Sinai. You're just recovering the ideas that you don't know exist in your heart. Another approach is Hashem gave you the capacity, the love, the interest, the guidelines, and then within that system, you create ideas that weren't necessarily given in Har Sinai. So there are questions as to how specific the delivery was in Har Sinai. But at Har Sinai, not just was Torah Shebaalpeh delivered to Moshe, ideas, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Drashos, but Hashem to every single Jew delivered, I'll read the language of the Meshech Chachma, because it's a very powerful language, Asher Kasavti L'Harosan, Kasav Hashem B'Nishmos Klal Yisrael. Hashem wrote in the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, maybe not each and every Neshama, but on a collective Neshama, V'Hu Kasav Aluach Libam. And it's written on your heart, Charusa b'Mekor Nishmoseim, written, inscribed, engraved at a very deep level of identity, the ideas of Torah Shebaalpeh that you'll discover. Asher Kasavti L'Harosam, what's that fourth element in this package? Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos, Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, Hashem gave Moshe the Mitzvos. What is Asher Kasavti L'Harosam? So according to the first approach of the Meshech Chachma, Moshe comes down with the Book of Nature. That Book of Nature, which existed for 2,500 years as the primary access point to Hashem, is still relevant. Torah is expanding on it, and of course now the Torah expands and the Torah becomes primary, but the Book of Nature is still a way to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What makes sense to you? Not, God forbid, to determine halacha or chas v'shalom to contradict halacha. But you know the famous story Rav Lichtenstein, Rabbi Tal, probably one of the famous stories, a person stuck on a desert island. The two choices, what should you eat? Should you eat treif meat, or should you eat a human being? So if you look at it from a purely halachic standpoint, eat the human being, because it's less aser. But Rav Amital felt, and he quoted Achronim Tas, and said, no, that in this case, again, you're not contravening halacha, you have to violate halacha anyways. Ruach nefesh is not a violation of halacha. You have to eat something. It's a mitzvah to eat something. So should you only use halacha calculus, or should you also use moral intuition? Moral intuition would tell us not to eat the human flesh, to eat the treif meat. So again, you never use human intuition or natural instincts to contravene halacha. But what if halacha doesn't talk about? A lot of people, they feel that only halacha determines. I remember a couple of years ago, I was in a shul, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, I won't mention it, but they had evidently had plumbing issues in the bathrooms because people were stuffing the toilets and putting paper towels in the toilets. So the bathroom was plastered in the toilets, near the sink, near the... It's usur to throw too much toilet paper into the bathroom. It's usur to throw paper towels. It's usur, it's gazela. You're going to have to bring a plumber to fix it. And that's not the way you ask people to be kind and considerate in a bathroom. Because it's usher. It's just not right. It's not civil. It's not moral. You're using a toilet. You hope that someone else after you can come and find the toilet and fairly usable condition. You don't like it when you come in and all of a sudden it's disgusting and messy. So if everything is just halacha, and every decision human beings take has to be based solely upon halacha compass, then you're creating a very, very limited world. It's a very, very broad world. But there are parts of this world in which halacha doesn't tell you what to do. But decency and common courtesy and nobility of character and conscience and what's right to do, what's right, not what you have to do, what you ought to do. So we say menschlichkeit, not just firmkeit. So that whole sense, not just looking at nature and studying the cosmos and finding Hashem, but looking at yourself, looking at how Hashem created your heart. There's certain instincts in your heart that are natural. Who put them there? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants you to act upon them. So even after Hashem gives the Torah, he says, this book of nature is still relevant. The second approach of the Meshech Chachma is that Kodesh Baruch Hu delivered Torah Shebal Peh. What does it mean Hashem delivered Torah Shebal Peh? Well, to Moshe, we know what it means. What does it mean to me? That when I study Torah, I'm recovering something that Hashem lodged very deeply within my subconscious at Har Sinai, and I'm recovering that Torah. Okay, guys? Shabbat Shalom. I will not be here for Shabbos. I'm in Yerucham, Ir HaKodesh. I'm running away from the cold weather.